أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are well aware, has blessed us with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our example. And as we have mentioned in previous khutbah, we are continuing inshallah ta'ala with this very informative debate between the best of what the rabbis at the time following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam radiyallahu anhu to be the one to represent the Muslims in answering the questions concerning the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Again, as we mentioned before, inshallah ta'ala, we hope and pray that you open your ears and your hearts and be in the lab benefit from what we will share with you. But let us begin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so the rabbi, he said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him the staff. And right away, it will become a serpent. Before he could finish his question, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, that's true. And it would transform into whatever Musa alayhi salam needed. But he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. The rabbi said, are you telling me that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received better than the staff of Moses alayhi salam? He said, twice as much, if not more. What could that possibly be? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, calm down and count. Abi Jahl was an uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one of his fiercest enemies. And he often boasted that I wish Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to me just one time in need for anything, and you will see how I will mock him to his face far more than he ever mocked our gods. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he told the rabbi, it just so happens that a time came where Abi Jahl went to a shepherd to buy a lamb and have it slaughtered. The shepherd slaughtered the lamb that Abi Jahl requested. But once he handed it over, Abi Jahl refused to pay him. So as a result, he went to and fro looking for someone to help him to get his money. But everyone he asked laughed in his face and said, what? You want us to help you get money from Abi Jahl? Who do you think you are? Eventually he found someone and he said, listen, I will take you to a man that will help you get your money. And he took him to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the problem, they went straight away to Abi Jahl and found him resting. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wake up, Abi Jahl, and give this man his rights. Abi Jahl leapt to his feet when he saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and without a word gave the man the money for the lamb. Word had spread of this incident. And every time people saw Abi Jahl, they started laughing. Finally, Abi Jahl confronted them. And they reminded him, you said you were going to show us how you're going to deal with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet as soon as he faced you with this man, you paid him without a word. He said, if you saw what I saw, you would have been faster than me paying them. And you would excuse me. He said, well, what did you see? He said, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me, I saw at his right a host of people with spears. And at his left, two serpents gnashing their teeth and fire blazing from their eyes. And to me, it seemed like they were just waiting for me to say no, to pounce upon me. So, Imam Ali, he said to the rabbi, these are two serpents for your one serpent. He continued, on another occasion, the Quraysh were so upset by the supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and were belittled when he said to them, shame on you that you worship that which cannot benefit you. How ignorant you are. At this, Abi Jahl commented, death is better than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mocking and shaming our worship. Is there not a man among you that can kill him even though he may himself be killed? Every man that he asked said no. So Abu Jahl, he replied, I am going to kill him. And if Bani Abdul Muttalib decides to kill me, then let them do so. That would be a life for a life. Oh Abu Jahl, they said, this would be a great favor for the people of this valley, and they will never forget you for it. So he said, okay, what do you suggest? They said he is always in sujood at the Kaaba. So you should take advantage of this and smash his head in with the stone and kill him. Abu Jahl agreed, and he found the heaviest stone that he could carry. And he went to the Kaaba, and he found Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in sujood. When he saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he positioned himself beside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lifted the stone high above his head. And just as he was ready to drop it, a beast so fearsome and monstrous appeared before his face and roared a sound that he had never in his life heard before. Abu Jahl broke into a cold sweat and dropped the stone and crushed his foot. From this day forward, he never, ever confronted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself, and he avoided him at every step. The rabbi said, okay, okay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam the shining hand. Did Allah do this for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, yes, that's true. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did give this to Musa alayhi salam. But he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than that. Wherever he went, even before his prophethood, and as a side note, this is witnessed in many hadith of Buhayra the monk on the road from Mecca to Syria, where he saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a child, and that he noticed a cloud. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he continued that this was actually a cloud of light, and it accompanied Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever he went, period, all throughout his life. So much so that people, not knowing who he was, still recognized that there was something special about him, even if they didn't believe in him. So Musa alayhi salam had to carry his light, whereas Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his light was always visible and above him for all to see. The rabbi began to get nervous. Okay, well, Musa alayhi salam, he split the sea, and a dry path was made for him. Can Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam claim anything like this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, it is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that for Musa alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did more for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, what are you talking about? Where? When? Listen, said Imam Ali alayhi salam, and ask anyone who fought at the Battle of Hunain. We were being pursued by the mushriks, and we reached a valley named Yashkab. Yashkab is split by a deep river, 14 people high at its depth. And the Muslims, they turned to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, the enemy is behind us and there is no way to escape except across this river. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called out, Allahumma, O Allah, surely you granted guidance for each and every one of your messengers. Show me your power. And with these words, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spurred his mount headlong to the riverbank with the Muslims in tow. Not a single hoof of horse or camel got wet. And they went on to cross the river and win the Battle of Hunain. The rabbi began to sweat and bite his fingers. Okay. Well, Musa alayhi salam, he was given a stone that when he struck it, 12 springs gushed forth. Show me something like this for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, this is true. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did grant this to Musa. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. The rabbi stuck his fingers in his ears. Quickly, quickly, tell me what this is. What it is. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Hudaybiyah, the Quraysh knew that he was coming. And they surrounded the Muslims and cut them off from any water or provisions. It was here that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him far more than what you described. Not long before the companions turned to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam under these circumstances and complained about their thirst. More than that, the long journey had defeated their horses and mounts. So much so that their horses, you could see their ribs protruding through their sides from lack of food and water. With no food, with no water for them or their mounts, there was no way to flee. The Muslims were in dire straits. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then took a bowl roughly the size of a coffee pot and he placed his finger inside it and began to supplicate Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon thereafter, water began to gush from his finger. So like what we would see today from a modern water hose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them with enough water. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam speaking. That we had so much, we all drank our fill, our horses drank their fill, and we filled all of our water skins to the point where we had nowhere to put the water we had. Oh Rabbi, he said, do you need another example? He said, yes. He said, we were in Qulayb. And we found a deep well there after many days of travel. But the well was full with years of dust. Each of us were raging in thirst. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took an arrow from his quiver and he called Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu and he said to him, take this arrow, climb down into this well and plant it there at its base. As soon as he did this, 12 springs sprouted from the base of this arrow. And this day became known as Yawm al-Maydiyah, which means the day of the wudu. Because 8,000 men on horses drank, made wudu, filled their water skins, and fed their mounts as well. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, at these words the rabbi began to pace in a circle and didn't speak for a long while. Finally he said, Musa alayhi salam, our prophet, he was given manwa wa salwa, this is the words in Arabic, or manna and quail. Did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam get something like this? Much, much more than that was given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, what, said the rabbi. He said, yes, it is true that Allah gave this to Musa alayhi salam to provide, as we know and we understand from the situation, that Bani Israel had come fleeing Pharaoh and had passed over the Red Sea, and now they were in a wilderness on their way to Jerusalem, but there was no food. So this was to provide for them, this manna wa salwa. And we mention this so that you understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam, his answer was about provisions, not necessarily food, about the provision. So he said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he granted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah what he had not given to any other prophet, messenger, or nation before or after him. He said, what is this? The rabbi. He said, he gave them the spoils of war. We stop here so you understand. When the armies of all of the nations preceding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to war with the kafir, whatever they took, they had to burn it. They could not keep it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the first time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal the spoils of war for any nation. So he asked him, O Rabbi, have you eaten the manna and the quail? He said, yes. He said, okay, then I'll let you taste better than that. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah what he had never given any other ummah before him or after him. He said, what's this? An-niyyah, the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah, that if you just intend to do a good deed, Allah will reward you for it. And if they intended to feed you, O Rabbi, they got the reward for wanting to feed you manna and quail. But they got more than this, which is even sweeter than that, O Rabbi, that if they actually fed you the manna and quail, while you only eat once and benefit once from it, they will benefit 10 times, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them 10 times at minimum for completing a good deed. The rabbi began to lose his patience. So he left the subject of Musa alayhi salam and turned to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Okay, Prophet Dawood. Allah made iron pliable for him. Made it soft so he could make shields to sell them. Did he do something like this for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, there is no comparison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only made iron submit to him, but the rocks to praise him, a cave to shelter him, and death himself to knock at the door before he came to claim him. Okay, okay, said the rabbi. But Dawood alayhi salam, he lamented his sins until the mountain itself followed him out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show me where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got something like this. Imam Ali alayhi salam again, he said, there's no comparison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam far better than what you described. When he would make the salah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would hear at one time, in the early days of Islam, him moaning and weeping, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had secured him from punishment. And for the first 10 years of this deen, he would pray like this, standing until his feet were swollen and his face yellow from exhaustion, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he checked him and he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Taha. ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Taha is one of the names of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to him, we have not sent down this Quran to cause you distress and grief. Imam Ali alayhi salam continued, did you say that the mountain walked with Dawood alayhi salam? Well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was on Mount Hira and the mountain moved. And he spoke to it and he said, O mountain, relax, Ya Hira. There is no one here except a prophet and a friend of a prophet, with speaking about his Jibreel alayhi salam. The mountain relaxed, O Rabbi. And when we were with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we passed by another mountain, it began to weep and its tears flowed down its sides. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O mountain, why are you crying? It replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isa alayhi salam passed by me, and he scared the people here, when he spoke about the hellfire, saying, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, that its fuel are men and stones. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am worried that I may be one of these stones. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, don't worry. These stones are the stones of sulfur. So you have nothing to worry about. And at this, the mountain was consoled and quieted. The rabbi found there was no winning with Dawood alayhi salam or Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So he turned to Suleiman alayhi salam and he said, okay, okay. Well now, Suleiman alayhi salam, Allah gave him a kingdom like he gave no one else, before or after. Tell me now. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did he get something like this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, that is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the dua of Suleiman alayhi salam when he asked that he give no one like his kingdom. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better. The rabbi fell to his knees. Oh my goodness, go on. Tell me, what could he have gotten that's better than this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that you know, this occasion was after his farewell pilgrimage. This angel had never been to the earth before. And his name is Mikael alayhi salam. And he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may live as long as you wish with complete ni'mah, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here are the keys to the earth and its treasures, and they will remain with you. Mountains of gold and silver will follow you, and possessing them will in no way diminish what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you in Jannah. Jibreel alayhi salam was there, and he gestured to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be humble. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I wish to remain a prophet and a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day I might eat, and another, I may not eat for the next 2 days. And I want to be like all of the other prophets, in that they all had returned to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard this from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announced that he granted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Al-Kawthar, as he said in Surah Al-Kawthar, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Surely we have granted you the fountain of abundance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it be known that he gave him a shafa'a, as we say every time we hear the adhan, Rabbi hadha da'wati tamati wa salati qa'imati ati muhammadan wasilatan wa fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmoodan alladhi wa'adtahu innaka la tukfifu mi'ad. This is the dua that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the intercession. And these by themselves, said Imam Ali alayhi salam, are better than any kingdom 70 times over. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him also, as he said, he made it known at this time, maqaman mahmoodan, the place, this position of intercession. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the right of al-arsh, on thrones of honor and dignity, made especially for him. And this, all of this, is better than what he gave Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam. The rabbi began to moan. He then said, Suleiman, he was given alayhi salam the wind at his disposal, and he could travel anywhere on the earth and reach there within 30 days. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yeah, that's true. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was faster than the wind. Mind you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sped his Prophet, Asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. That he sped him in the night from Mecca to Jerusalem and through the heavens, where a day in the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ, the rising and passing of the angels, أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ, in Surah Sajda. Or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, a day in his days is like 50,000 years of your counting. And he went not through one heaven, not through two, not through three, not even through seven, but all the way to Sidrat al-Muntaha. And when he was standing at Sidrat al-Muntaha, less than one third of the night had passed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذي مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتؤمرونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آية ربه الكبرى. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى He swears when najm, by the star, when it goes down, your companion, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has neither gone astray, nor is he making a mistake, nor does he speak of his own desire. It is only what he has been inspired, an inspiration, wahyun yuha, revelation revealed, that he has been taught this Qur'an by one mighty in power, free of defect. Fastawa, then he rose, Jibreel alayhi salam, and became solid. While he, Jibreel, was in the highest part of the horizon, then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was pushed closer. Closer to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى SubhanAllah. He was close as a bow's length or closer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى Then Allah revealed to His servant what He revealed. The Prophet's heart, neither, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither lied about what he saw, nor will you try then to dispute with what he saw when he was in the heavens. Indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him at a second ascent, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, near Sidratul Muntaha, the tree that marks the end of all known knowledge to all creatures, including the angels. Near it is Jannah, the paradise. When that covered the lote tree, which covered it, the sight of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam neither turned aside nor did it transgress, but he indeed did see the greatest sign of his Lord. SubhanAllah. This is our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of us could have thought to ask, oh Allah, put me in the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make me one of his followers. Oh Allah, bless me to pray for him so that he will pray for me. Oh Allah, bless me to learn the words that you put on your throne, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, which by this only will save me from your wrath. How much, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the value, it's priceless. Priceless. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, unfortunately, we're again out of time. And bi-idhnillah, Allah bless us to continue learning about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I wish to encourage you to show your gratitude for this ni'mah. To show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are appreciative, and to demonstrate it in the best way by maintaining this house. What we give is so small. And again, as I said, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, that He didn't give any other nation, the niyyah. At the very least, the niyyah. Oh Allah, bless me to support your house with the best of what you've given me. Just that niyyah, that's it. Yes, we know we are all being squeezed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings about this so that we can see for ourselves. It's not for Him. So that He can test us. So that He can try us, for us to see where is your faith? Where is your loyalty? This is something that's not mentioned often, and I want to take a few seconds to mention this. Iman is loyalty. Iman, faith, means that I'm not going to turn to the haram because I am fed up or impatient or pressed or feel abandoned or feel that this is my only option to feed myself. Iman is loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being loyal to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is what this really means. And this time, these times, the times where it's difficult, the times where it's dry, where things aren't flowing like they used to, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets you see yourself. We all say, oh, I believe, I'm ready to fight, I'm ready to die. When it comes to your money, hold on now. Now, let's talk about this. And so now we are being tried. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we're going to leave it all here. Every single cent. And this our stand when the time is hard for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the time that it will count. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, we have been given the blessing of being Muslim. And we will see on the day that this simple phrase, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, will outweigh the heavens and the earth. We will see it with our own two eyes, with a surety of sight. And there will be no greater bliss, no greater feeling of thankfulness that we are in the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now is the time. This is the time we pay. No payment on that day. Only receipts. This is the days that we pay. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I encourage you to do your best, and you know what your best is. Do your best for His face. And if you have not the means, give the best of intention. That at the very least, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with it in your hands, that you will do according to the best of your intention. And to gain the best reward. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, Inna Allaha وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.